Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
People were smaller back then.
Just I think I understand the point you're trying to make with me right now. I get jokes. I understand. I say, like, I get it. And it's like, hey, Carla, Oscar's dad's car arrived today. Let me sit in it. Oh, God. Help me.
Well, if you just take off the steering wheel like a race car and then put it back on, you're going to be fine.
Bonnie, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Maybe I should use my good friend Jim Nance to ask you a question. I put this on my soundboard. I'll be asking everybody, like when we get Dan in or you. Yeah. Just listen. Jim's got a question for you, Bonnie. Okay. Listen up.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
Thank you.
That's a good question.
I would call it the Spiwak lens on it. Like, I cheated. I made it. It's all about me. What about you passing out when you're driving somewhere and then getting into a wreck?
You don't feel like lightheaded ever, do you? Do you feel lightheaded at all? What are you drinking there? Is that a vodka tonic? That's a joke. I can't help myself. I can't.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Our old buddy Rob is here with us. It's Tuesday. We're very excited to have him and to get an update from Rob. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Fort Wayne, Indiana, Surf City, North Carolina, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, the Rock of Gibraltar. We have somebody that listened to us on the Rock of Gibraltar?
I understand it's the southernmost point in Europe.
Really? That's exciting.
Yeah.
Easter Island, Chile. Is that where they have the statues on Easter Island?
Yeah, I posed for them years ago.
And the chili cook-off.
The chili cook-off. That's Chile. Chile. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
Good. Mike, I have had quite a medical journey, and there's been a few takeaways I've had, but there's one that I feel that must come to the forefront. I have known you a long time.
Yes.
And I've talked to all the doctors in Northern Virginia, and I know this. You do not have weak legs.
I do.
No, you don't.
I have weak legs.
You have beautiful, strong legs.
I'm going to the trainer on Saturday, and I will be... I had a machine tell me, but it makes total sense to me when the steps are irrelevant. I know you hear that all the time. How many steps did you get in? I don't think that's relevant.
They're BS. They're BS.
It's total BS.
Yeah. And Rob, you're probably the wrong person to gauge. As you thought you didn't have ankles for 12 years.
It's good to see you, Oscar.
See, right there, if I can get that once a week, he doesn't have to roll in every day. If I get just that, it's good to see you, Oscar. That I meant. That is a sign. You take a sign. I don't know if 2 weeks ago he would have done that.
No, I might
do not,
know.
You know, he still has that voice. I want to send him to a vocal therapist because it does sound, and you still have the old man look now, that when the tongue will be out and you'll be breathing through your mouth. And that worries me, but other than that,
he's on the road back.
I think he's on the road back.
We
put
a new roof on the house.
Say? When I asked him, I said, "How are you feeling? Good, I think." So,
no, I said, "Better, I think." That's my opinion, and then I said, "Absolutely better."
You had a good report from your doctor, right?
I had the rarest thing of all times, and I was ready. Remember, a couple weeks ago, I was bitter at my GP because I couldn't get in to see him for so long, right?
Yeah.
So I finally had him, I called a nurse and had the nurse reach out to him directly. He got me in almost immediately. I'll be seeing him tomorrow, which I was delighted with. But how about this? On Sunday, he calls me, a real voice call, calls me at home, and he says, "I reviewed your chart. Here's some things we're going to want to talk about. Here's some things I'm optimistic about. I think we might have caught this at a very good time. It would have been better if we hadn't gotten there. But I think that this is fortunate timing." And
how long has he been your GP?
Over 10 years. Here's how I met him. He was a nurse in medical school when Robert was going through chemo.
Oh, so he's a young doctor.
Yeah, I knew him as a nurse. We're roughly the same age.
And oh, okay, so he's not that young.
No, no. But he was so generous with his time and familiarizing himself with the case. And he says, and this was really funny. His name is Kevin, and I know he's listening because this is what he said. He said, if there wasn't anything in the chart, all I had to do was go back to the YouTube channel and watch your updates on the show. So he actually was watching when he watched the whole recap of what went down that first day. And he's been checking he's been following my progress on the show as well, which is pretty cool.
Has your GP warned you of all of this in the past through past visits? Like this is what's happening. Like you got to be careful.
Well, I mean, he said, yeah, he's always warned me. He says, you know what? You really need to cut down on your drinking. I said, yeah. And we talked about this earlier is that, you feel like, you know, you take the advice and you think you're bulletproof. You think you can get past it. And you can't. You can't. You got to listen to your doctor.
So the latest, you know, you have to be aware of your, I don't want to get schmaltzy here, but you have to be aware of how your boys here feel about you. When you send a text out that says to us, you know, he looked at my chart. There's some good news here that we caught it. But you know, there's work to be. When you give a positive report like that, not that you're required to give a positive report. We want the honest truth of what's
right
happening. Oscar and I think had an exchange about it where we were just so
happy,
uplifted by that, you know, because you're beloved here and, you know, people care about you. And it's, you know, when you're not here, there's that element. This is a trifecta. I've known that for a long time.
Sure.
And it's just
we're the human tripod.
I really, really
thank you.
That sounded dirty. It's really good to hear that. And then in May, just a couple of weeks down the road, you'll be getting probably a real come to Jesus.
That's the one that's hanging over me. But I think that I'll get a lot of answers tomorrow. And it'll be nice. Remember, I discussed the best, the worst doctor of all times that I dealt with a couple weeks ago, week and a half ago. It'll be nice to be with, and I only went with him.
Well, recap that again, because that the guy that had no bedside manner.
It was kind of like dealing with Freddie Highmore in what is the show where he's the doctor? The Good Doctor. I was like, it's like him. If it's on his mind, it's out his mouth. And
now, what did he say that pissed you off?
The best thing he said is, looks like you're doing all the right stuff. I don't know why you came to me. I'll be retiring in 6 months. I don't want to take this case.
Oh, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that said that, you know, after all this time.
And it's, but now after seeing him, I know why it was so easy to get an appointment with him. And the main reason I went in to see him was just so he could order blood work. Because they wanted blood work 2 weeks after after all this went down. So to go back in with a guy who knows me and has actually, he went through, he's not drinking related, but my doctor actually went through an internal bleed last October. So he knows a lot of the stuff I'm going through with the anemia and the healing and the coming back and all that.
Is that what's run you down the most, they say, the internal bleeding stuff where you had to kind of come back? Because you were pretty wrecked by that, right?
The anemia was really bad, but he said between the anemia and trying to get your blood sugar balanced and figuring out where you are with diabetes is, he said, this is like taking a car and totally screwing with the carburetor. We're having to balance everything because you're running at a different system now, a system that your body's been unaccustomed to.
You're not even aware of it, but we are because we talk to you weekly, that your energy level is better this week.
Yes.
It was better last week than it was the week before.
Oh, I do feel, that's coming along, yeah.
And you were talking about taking your dog out for a walk. You cheated. What did you do?
I cheated. I drove to... No. Okay. No, I'm not to that level yet. I don't have that much energy. I drove... ask anyone. I drove before I was approved to drive. I drove to the pharmacy this weekend. And I told my dad, I said, I cheat. I said, I drove. He said, Don't worry about it. It's not like the DMV has some sort of link up with all the doctors in America and they're going to check you out. So right. Yeah, I did. I drove about a mile. I'll get my full clearance to drive tomorrow. But that was exciting to get out and drive, and that's another step. So
that's but it is a good step, and it's good that you're doing well. It's good, of course, unless
yeah. Well, that's I think I would call it the Spiwak lens on it. Like I cheated. I made it. It's all about me. What about you passing out when you're driving somewhere and getting into a wreck?
You don't feel like lightheaded ever, do you? Do you feel lightheaded at all? What are you drinking there? Is that a vodka tonic? That's a joke. I can't help myself. I can't. Rob, if you don't laugh, you
Mike,
cry.
It's a light pour. It's a light pour. You didn't expect me to go cold turkey, did you?
Absolutely.
How is that? And Rob, look, we haven't talked about this off air.
Right.
But what is that recovery like from every day to nothing? It's got to be difficult.
It has been at up till now surprisingly easy, and I hope it continues. I've been drinking nothing but water for 2 weeks. I even gave up coffee and caffeine. So I've been drinking simply water, and that's important to keep the body flushed and everything, especially with, you know, not knowing what exactly is going on with my innards right now. It's important to stay totally hot. It's another thing. I was extraordinarily dehydrated when I went to the hospital. They were very worried about that. So I've been on nothing but water, rooted in alcohol, right? That and the morbid obesity.
Yeah.
But that's also rooted in alcohol.
Yeah.
I think because of all the empty calories and that. So with nothing but water, that's okay. Granted, I do like to keep, I think my safety blanket is to have something to drink at my side. Like if I'm in the evening when I'm watching TV, I want something to sip on. Yeah. Now it's just water, and that's fine. I have not missed it thus far, which is great.
I'm wondering about, I've taken a year off from drinking, and I think that we are conditioned by our pop culture and our TV shows and our movies, you know, where you see the person like Dennis Hopper in the hospital bed,
yeah,
and that type of situation. And you know, when I took off a year, I was more of a end of the week party guy,
right,
binger, that type of thing. But I didn't, you know, it really wasn't that big a deal. I think everybody is different. I think if you have a dependency, there are people, levels of alcoholism where you wake up in the morning and you've got to have that drink in the morning to get you going. Those are the people, I think, that are having the shakes, having the DTs, having that type of thing.
Mike, you know, we've discussed, you and I in the past have joked, and it's not as funny anymore somehow, that we do very well as high-functioning alcoholics, which we did.
Right.
But one thing like we agreed on is we never got to the level where it would be nauseating to us to think of like hair of the dog. Like if you woke up with a hangover to have another drink,
right?
I can't imagine. I mean, I've been
a lot of people
before.
A lot of people do. It'll be okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I think, it's easy to talk in circles about this. I don't think we know enough, and I have learned a lot.
I guess before you make your point. The point I'm making is when he says the giving up of that, you know, it's more psychological than it is physical.
I think the trouble could come down the road.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We don't know unless we live it. The closest I've ever been to alcoholism that has destroyed people's lives is
blacking out in Arizona.
No, is Shannon's father passed. He was a raging alcoholic. He died.
Right.
4 years ago. And I saw how that destroyed his life.
Yeah.
And that was similar, Rob, to like we saw the guy. He went to the hospital. He looked fine.
Right.
And then 5 months later, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think at the root of alcoholism and what I've learned a lot through my wife, it's if you're putting the alcohol before everything else. So this high functioning thing that we joke around about.
Right.
Like, you're living proof that that's not a joke.
Tell me about it. Do you know that?
I agree. I mean, look, I can go back and tell you about times, even during this show incarnation, where I've come in after a, you know, a Thursday night or a Sunday where there was something going on, you know, where you, you know, you just get by. And you guys didn't know it. And, you know, and it's not cool. And I, you know, I also think that when you get older, and I'm the oldest of the three, that you just, it's just something that with every day that goes by, as you age, you know, there's so many people down here that work their asses off, then they retire. And I see it every day of my life where people are just partying their asses off. Yeah, that's what they do. The kids are grown. They don't have anything else. They're maybe not. You know, I love doing this. I love working. I think working is important to keep your sanity and do all that. But I see people, younger people too, that just drink. It's like play golf, drink. They don't have anything else.
It's the risk factors, right? So I get it. There's the psychological side of the addiction. There is the physical, and we're seeing that with Rob right now, the byproduct of, well, maybe you don't, you know, show all the symptoms psychologically, but the physical has manifested itself.
Absolutely.
Like at the most critical juncture ever. So I'm not preaching to anybody. I think we all have our own demons and we're all predisposed to our comorbidities of what our DNA allows us to withstand or live through.
Right.
But it is, I think we should be clear here that, hey, we'll joke about it, but
look, Rob's the one that's living it.
Yes.
You and I are living it with him. And you know, probably, you know, tomorrow when you have, your visit with your guy, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I don't get a chance to talk to you that much.
I was just afraid.
I would go in with a list with a page of questions a mile long.
Got it.
You know,
I was afraid initially that you weren't going to be funny anymore without alcohol like coursing through your veins.
I've worked with him a long time.
We're good.
I've worked with him a long time. Yeah. I don't think that
I'm still waiting for Oscar to start being funny. Maybe he's not drinking enough. Maybe he needs to drink more. I don't know.
He needs to drink more. I think, what is your
find your happy spot, Oscar, please. But especially now, Mike needs you more than ever.
My question, what would be your number one question for your doc?
Yeah.
The number one, if you could only ask one, what are you going to go when you see him tomorrow? What are you going to ask him?
He
about?
Mentioned that with some proper lifestyle changes that he might be able to get me off insulin for the diabetes.
So you're not, the liver's not number one for you right now.
Well, he is not the liver specialist. I'll ask him to what he can answer to it.
He's looked at your liver numbers though, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there will be lots of, I mean, I'll ask him what he knows about that, but he's going to help me manage my lifestyle as far as, you know, like I've gone from crazy, crazy blood sugars last week to more regulating this week. I've gotten better at it, figuring out how much to eat, when, and, you know, frequent pricking of the fingers, which is just the best, and keeping it where it needs to be. And then also,
you want to move out of the diabetic range.
I do. And also that's real important because also that's an everyday 24/7, 60 minutes an hour on your mind hassle. Because if your blood sugar gets too high, you get sweaty and out of breath. And I've seen it with my father. I've not experienced it, but low blood sugar, you'll lose the ability to talk. You become disoriented, you pass out. And that's real scary because that can happen awfully fast.
Yeah.
So you need
to. Just like Toby.
Yeah, exactly.
Toby on This Is Us.
Yeah, remember when he crashed through the coffee table?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. When he went boom.
Yeah.
So that is and then also there's some supplements that a lot of listeners have been really helpful with. And so I'll ask him about stuff like that and just overall where we're going to move on from. And as far as liver goes, one of the things I've written down is, what should I make sure to ask the liver guy when I see him?
Mm. Yeah. All right. You know? Good idea.
he'll be more attuned to that. Now, when we go back to the drinking, this is one thing that I am quite literally ashamed of. Oh. And I want to share this, is that one of the things when I get up and, you know, you skim your phone, you check your news, you check your email and stuff, I always check, I think now it's called Memories on Facebook, where it'll go back and tell you what happened on this particular day 1 year ago or 3 years ago or whatever. There are so many references to me drinking, and
go fix almost, your boom. Go ahead and fix your boom.
Yeah. So sorry we can, about that. Do that. Sorry
That's
about
right.
That.
Yeah. I blame that, I think we'd all be.
But like I mean, that, really, and I'm not as I wasn't as sensitive to it before all this went down. It's almost as if there was a portion of my life defined by alcohol. And not only is that, of course, now we know unhealthy, but it's sad. That's, I mean, I am, Oscar, you're very kind to say I'm still funny. We'll do the best we can. But I'm a lot more than that. I mean, I'm a lot more than Crown Royal, which, you know, was my poison for a while. I'm a lot more than Beck's, which was my poison for a while.
You are.
And you have to
sort of
see
it. Your mind's in the right place, Rob. I'm happy to hear you say this.
You need to see it sort of condensed over the last 12, 13 years that not literally, not a day goes by that even if I make a comment that has nothing to do with drinking, a listener lightheartedly would say, into the Crown early tonight, huh? Or, you know,
me too.
How many of you had tonight? And it's like, and in the past, I'd let it roll right off my back, largely because they were right. But when you see it sort of all put together and in your face every morning, it's flipping depressing. And that is something that now I know that I'm past that. At least so far, so good.
What do they say? One day at a time. On that, around that respect, I really do.
And
I have total faith that you're not that. I think with your intelligence and the ability to recognize your own shortcomings, I have faith in you. I really think that I could look back. You know, I owned an Irish bar, guys. I mean, I was my lifestyle in my 40s was just outrageous. My lifestyle in the last 10 years, I've had two or three a year where I would go on an apology tour. And right. I can't manage it, fellas. I don't manage it like I should. That results in fun sometimes, but that's also something that's bad. You're not alone. You're not alone. And the support that I offer you with this is that, you know, I see it. I know that you can get through this. But I just think your head is, when I'm hearing you, your head is in the right place. And we've all been there. We still can be fun. We can still have a great
Absolutely.
Time. We can still go out till midnight. We can have fun in Las Vegas. We can do all these things. It's just, you know, in my particular case, I know on my second family here, you know, that when the priorities used to be get me to the bar, get me to the party, get me to all that, the priorities now is there's nothing quite like sitting in a camp chair watching a Little League game with an 8-year-old.
Yeah,
that's the good stuff. You
and
know,
so I know
a good happy hour is still fun.
But, well, flag football last fall, Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, Mrs. O'Mara would bring the shard. I think it's just
my
it's
new
not,
happy hour you know? is 60 minutes.
Well,
that's my
happy hour. I mean more towards Rob. In fairness, the live show and you know our interactions with the audience are with all due respect to our
forget show. I'll just take live
our listening audience. We have bigger fish to fry at the moment. What we hope and
don't bread that fish.
And I have enough recovering alcoholics.
Did you hear what he said? Don't bread that fish.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
those jokes.
I have enough recovering alcoholics in my life that I don't. You know, talk about enough because of their privacy, but
right,
like they get to a point where they're it takes some time, but they can socialize. Or some of them, in fairness, I know when I go out and we're hanging out in the social nature, nobody drinks.
Mm-hmm.
It there are two paths people can take, and either are correct for the person. It depends.
I don't think I'll have trouble being around people that drink.
It's early.
Don't
you don't.
But
know.
But it's early. It's I don't early. Know. I don't know.
Rob, you may have heard me use this at different times when I was not imbibing. But this is a great line for anybody that wants to back off, and you want to go out with friends, and you want to, you know, it's awkward. It's still awkward for people sometimes to go into a watering hole. And I think it's less awkward than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Sure.
But you're still going, this is the line I use. And I stole it from a friend of mine. who was in recovery, is in recovery. And the line was this, can I get you a beer? I said, no, I'll have a Diet Coke. Nothing, no adult beverages? No, unfortunately, I'm allergic. So, oh, really? Yeah, I break out in an That is
great.
And it gets that kind of laugh, and it always works, and it's a great way to do it with humor. If you don't want to do it with humor, don't bother. But I'm that, you know, Oscar, with when it comes to Rob, because there are, Rob and I have the same proclivities. You do as well.
Of course.
When it comes to hooch, I just know that's an area where we kind of mesh up a little bit. And substances for me have always been, if I get going on them, if I start, I have my manifestation is not like Rob, where he would go home every evening and do that. Mine would be, I never want the party to end. I never want the, you know, I'm the second location guy.
I never saw that on videos that we sold.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want the party to end. I never want the party to end. And that's kind of my, Oscar's a little bit like that too. When you get him going, he gets going. You, on the other hand, would do it quietly in your own home. None of us saw it. You know, we would be, Oscar, I would say sometimes we'd be aware of it when he'd come in the next morning, you know, where we kind of be, he was tired or I thought he was under the weather.
Well, there were so many signs if you look back at it, Rob.
I never noticed it from down here.
Well, yeah, because you moved away 5 years ago and forgot about us. But when I would see Rob firsthand, there would be days where I was like, oh, man. But I always think that something was going on in your home life that just had you off your A game.
Yeah, right. Okay, I would too down here.
Yeah, I was like, and even working outside of this, of the show, and this isn't frequent, but even within our Podville world, there'd be certain mistakes that would come back on just you know, because we QC everything. And I was like, I wonder why Rob missed that.
Is that quality control?
Yes. And
I love it when you do MBA speak.
And well, for me, I would give it a pass because I'm like, well, maybe he was distracted at home. And not to say that it's just, you start thinking about all these small aspects because you're such a professional.
Yeah.
And you're prideful of your work that you're like,
you're very kind.
What is and Mike, you probably get this, and I'm sure anybody that's anybody's family orbit, where you feel guilty for not seeing it earlier.
Yeah, because I live a life with, QIJO.
What's that?
Quality is job one.
That's right. Well, as they say around Mike's house, Kijo.
What's Kijo?
Quality is job one. You actually Kijo. Say
yeah,
the letter.
Kijo, you did the Spanish pronunciation.
Yeah.
No, we're all here, and it's chugging along.
To see you even this self-aware, where you are now, almost a month out from your hospital stay, just fills my heart with joy.
I feel he's a little wiser. I really feel like he's wiser.
So many nice emails and messages and texts from people that say, "Hey, you know what? Yours was a wake-up call to me. I've slacked off, or I've quit, or something like that." I've had so much time to reflect. No matter who or what you are, alcohol doesn't define you. You don't need it to be funny. You don't need it to be more interesting to other people. It's just a crutch, and you've got two good legs. Walk without it if you can.
You have two good legs. I had my analysis on the other day.
I know.
And I've got two bad legs. I'll find more about that. On a set, they're really not toothpicks. They're big. They
well,
look
no, they look like, you know, they look like olive oil's legs.
Hey, I look like the Kool-Aid man.
Full size body, tiny legs.
Oh God.
Anyway, this I didn't expect for today to be so introspective and maybe a little dark, but. It's a positive message.
It's real.
I'm trying to tell you guys something, and when I say you guys, I mean everyone within the sound of my voice. Something positive. That is, when I look back over the last especially 10 years, because that's what I've got documented on social media, right? It's shameful. But I got a lot of years ahead of me, God willing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be shameful from now on. And it's never too late to take that. This sounds so jive, but I mean it. You can start over and you can be okay. And I can't wait. I feel better now than I have in a month, right? Or since the hospitalization, actually slightly right before. Carrie said, this is so wonderfully vague of her. She said, when we're waiting at the hospital to be seen in the ER, she says, yeah, you've seemed a bit off.
She's Thanks. spot on. She's an astute one, that one.
Yeah, she was only, you know, Mike, a lot of people don't know this. She's only 4 credits short from becoming a surgeon. She was in med school for a long time. You seemed a bit off.
That is too funny. Oh, my God. How is she doing? How is your lovely wife doing?
She is awesome. She is watching out for me and keeping all the ingredients I need to live healthy and keeping things going here at the house.
Did she go to Hollywood Casino?
No. She was house sitting for a night in near Hollywood Casino in West Virginia. She's house sitting / dog.
Charlestown.
Yeah, she lives for Keno. But she has been amazing as far as appointments and keeping all that stuff together and just keeping
Carla, if you're listening, updated. We're talking about Care's addictions and I have to say, if we ever do get back out to Sin City, I might go easy on the hooch myself, but please don't make me give up that last vice. You know, it's not productive.
Mike,
I understand that.
It's all we have to look forward to anymore.
I really want to.
I mean, the nutritionist has taken away your food. My diabetes has taken away my food. I'm not allowed to drink anymore. Mm-hmm. All I have is gambling. So that's it.
I plan to jump in
with both feet and make it.
We should make it cards. You and I should sit at a table and we should do that. You know. Oh, by the way, and I'm already planning for your big comeback when we do get to see our listeners again, the ice cream social.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice.
We won't get the ice cream, but it'll be an ice cream social with that. No Brandy Alexanders or anything.
No. That'll be good. It'll be a nice high calorie. What was the name of that place with the dessert room?
Burn Steakhouse.
That's where we should go because
the
once I get
dessert room.
Once I get my blood sugar balanced, let's see exactly how good I am at it.
You know,
let's
it's funny when you talk about diet and you're talking about all these modifications with life. It truly, truly is amazing when you're talking about food as well. And Rob knows this because he's made modifications as well. But when you get a nutritional analysis, I didn't talk about this. I talked about my bird legs. And you see the breakdown of of just what it is that goes into your body. It's out there. The information's out there, and it's pretty stunning when you think. For example, a large Culver's Heath Bar concrete.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. I did a statistical analysis of that, and if you eat one of those are your calories for 3 months.
Yeah.
Those are your calories for 3 months.
How many calories
are in
there?
I'm looking at this analysis, Mr. O'Mara.
We'll do that for fun. All right.
It appears that you haven't had any vitamin C since February.
One at McDonald's has, if you get everything, medium.
Right.
980 calories.
And what sandwich is that?
That's the Big Mac.
Uh-huh.
With French fries and a soda.
Yeah, and is that a sugared soda?
Diet Coke.
Well, that would make a huge difference.
Still unhealthy. 980. Yeah. 980 is still unhealthy for one meal.
Right. Yeah. 980 also unhealthy to listen to.
And then you have a breakfast sandwich.
There are how many calories in a large Culver's concrete mixer? There are 1,070 calories.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a day's worth of food there.
In a liquid.
Would you like to know how many calories come from fat?
Sure.
Yeah.
53%.
Oh, my God.
53%.
Mike, that's why the mouthfeel is so magnificent.
You are literally sipping up more calories in that drink than you are with the number one Big Mac meal from McDonald's.
100%.
That's wild.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, stunning. And that was my go-to treat.
That
was my go-to. Not every day, my ass. Every day. Stop that. It wasn't every day.
Hey, I had a good show.
Day.
Let's go to Culver's. Hey, lunch was a success. Let's go to Culver's. Good dinner.
Hey, Carla,
let's
how
go
you
to
doing?
Culver's.
I'm working a little bit late. I've got Michael with me, and I'm like,
Michael, you want to go to Culver's? The kids love it.
Yeah, the kids love it. He did. He liked to get a little butter burger. A butter burger. Is there anything that sounds more artery clogging than a butter burger? A butter burger. What do you want to do with your trans fats? and your butter saturated them. Fats, you want to put them in a big pile of butter to crisp the outside of the dead meat.
Oh, God. Well, that's all right.
But it tastes like, good.
It's not like any blackened meat causes cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's, we could talk about this all day long.
We really could.
So tomorrow's your day. Yes. You're still planning on joining us on Thursday.
For a full update for the listeners. But I will text you guys as soon as I get out of the doctor's office.
Okay, good. Hang in there, and your energy feels better physically. You're out there walking your dog and doing all that stuff.
And
right?
I actually took a solo walk yesterday. You're sitting up and eating cake. Yeah, I had a few bites of cake, which was really bad because I have diabetes. So I don't know what to do.
I don't know. It's craziness, isn't it? It really is. Yeah,
we will talk. And also, I'd like to do the bonus show this week, if that's okay by you.
That would be fine with us. We'd love to have you. That'd be great. Yeah. I'll go to the Hollywood Casino here. You two can handle it. I'm exhausted. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the homepage right here.
Love you guys.
Love you, Rob. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
I love that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program is brought to you by Sunday. It's hard to imagine, but warm temps are right around the corner. And if you want soft grass under your feet, you'll need your lawn back. Sunday gets your grass growing and keeps it healthy all season long. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. And with ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses, I think I'll eat my lawn, you can feel good with kids and pets being around. All you have to do is visit GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. Delivered to your door when you need it, just attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. It takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. I've used it. I know it's fantastic. Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals. And Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129. That's it. And you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And Britney Spears announced that she's having a baby. Unless she was just telling us she ate too much. No, in a typically confusing Instagram post, she said, quote, "I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip, only to gain it back. My husband said, 'No, you're food pregnant, silly.' So I got a pregnancy test. And, I am having a baby." Okay. But then she added, quote, "4 days later, I got a little more food pregnant. It's growing. If two are in there, I might just..." You know, when you're a child star, Oscar, I guess they don't teach you speak English.
I tripled down on the conservatorship.
Yeah.
Jamie left her father, and now you got this.
"I might just lose it. I obviously won't be going out as much due to the paps getting, I guess paparazzi, getting their money shot of me like they unfortunately already have." This does not sound good.
Weird.
Then she said, quote, "It's hard because when I was pregnant, I had perinatal depression." Does that mean prenatal depression?
Prenatal.
"I have to say it is absolutely horrible. This time I will be doing yoga every day, spreading lots of joy and love. Okay. Then her boyfriend, Sam, posted a picture of two lions with their cub and said, quote, "Fatherhood is something I have always looked forward to, and I don't take it lightly. It is the most important job I will ever do." So there it is.
Well, I think her husband should invest $9.99 in a monthly subscription to Grammarly for her phone.
It might be happy. We've advertised Grammarly. Yes. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's strange. Stay tuned. There'll probably be more.
She's definitely pregnant. She's definitely pregnant. I took a deep dive, Mike. You know me.
Okay.
I live for this news. She's pregnant.
I know you do.
And her thumbs might be as well because she can't type.
Really? Yeah. Well, way to go, Brittany, for what it's worth. Thank you. Simon Cowell says he's done pumping his face with Botox. Didn't seem like that long ago that we were talking about what the hell is wrong with Simon's face.
I went on record here. I felt terrible because when Simon he had created America's Got Talent. And then there was this big strife with Howard Stern when emails got leaked where he wanted Howard off the show and wanted to take his chair.
Right.
And this was in the behind the scenes back and forth with the producers of America's Got Talent because he owned the show. And then when he came back on as a featured player and judge on America's Got Talent, he looked completely different. And I came on the air. I said, "What happened to this man?" And everybody thought I was an
a-hole.
That
was you. Yes. That's right. And now he's saying he looked like something out of a horror film. He said even his 8-year-old son, Eric, I didn't know Simon had an 8-year-old. I have an 8-year-old. Was in his soon to be a 9-year-old.
Both talented.
Was in hysterics over his
white
face.
Guys.
There was a stage where he says, "There was a stage where I might have gone a bit too far. I saw a picture of me from before the other day and didn't recognize it as me. Now I have facials." Hey, Carla, Simon Cowell's switching from Botox to facials. Call him up. Fly out there. I'll pay for the airfare. But nothing extravagant at the moment. By the way, Carla's got a new machine that can... take care of those wrinkles. I'm not sure she just got it. It's really expensive. But, I'll let her know because I've always thought that the Botox issue might be a little rough for people, And Simon was just like, it's like paralyzing your whole face, isn't it? Isn't that what it's like?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
It's terrible. I hate that. When you like something on Netflix, you give it a thumbs up. But what if you want to tell Netflix that you really, really like it? Now you can. Netflix started rolling out a double thumbs up. I'm sorry. And it helps give them a better idea. I really, really like it. I love America. It helps give them a better idea what you're into. Really? So if I give them two thumbs up? Duh.
That's one more thumb.
You only have two, technically.
Mm-hmm. Netflix says, quote, "A thumbs up still lets us know what you liked. Thanks." So we use this response. How dumb are we as a society? These corporations, really, what kind of idiot parade are we supposed to be? We get it, Netflix. So we use this response to make similar recommendations, but a double thumbs up tells us what you loved and helps us get even more specific with your recommendations. Thank you so much. God.
You
so
think
dumb.
That the data that they have under the dashboard tells you what you love. And I actually we've had creative meetings with people in the past where Mike a Netflix executive will sit in front of you and then they will pull up projects that are similar in vein and see the engagement level through their own dashboard.
Right.
So they know this is a pure marketing engagement play to say, let's see if we can get people to click on their screens.
Slow Horses, by the way. Sorry for those people that gave me the reco. I wish I could. I'm sorry. Sitting around and it's difficult to watch Gary Oldman sit around and burp and fart.
Yeah.
It's just not fun for me. Not enjoying it. Sorry about that. According to data from Pew Research Center, dating has been even harder for singles looking for love. 70% of single individuals seeking relationships, and I feel like I should talk like John Tesh
while
I'm doing this. 70% of single individuals seeking relationships said their dating lives are not going well. And 63% of respondents said dating has become harder since the pandemic began. A similar number, 66%, said their dating lives were poorer in 2019 before the pandemic. 75% also said finding partners was difficult. According to PU, only 44% of people are currently seeking a partner. More than half of people, 56%, up from 50% in 2019, said they are off the dating market. Mm. Tony, are you on or off the dating market?
I'd say I'm off the dating market. It's too much of a hassle.
Well, I mean, do you envision yourself 10 years down the road being, you know, kind of a bachelor, lifelong bachelor, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't mind this lifestyle at all. And the whole relationship thing, it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and ever since you got that real doll, you're okay.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the update. Let's move on. Yes. Now we do our naked cruelty and we just move on to the next story. Nothing will come between a Florida man and his spaghetti. Not even a fork. Right down here, I play golf down there. Police in Naples, Florida were called to the local Olive Garden Sunday after reports that a man was causing a disturbance. When the cops arrived, they found Ben Padgett. He's 32 years old. He was sitting shirtless. There you go. There's a clue. Near the front door of the Olive Garden, eating spaghetti with his hands. The arrest report claims that Padgett was asking people for money when they approached the restaurant's door. He became angry when an Olive Garden employee told him to stop. Mm. He told the employee, "I could beat your ass." Florida. Florida's so fun in the sun. Padgett then entered the restaurant and asked the employee what kind of genitals he had. It was a great afternoon at the Olive Garden. After he was arrested, Padgett smashed his head into the patrol car's metal partition. He was charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence. Just a regular, normal day in Florida. Fantastic. And
Briefly.
Yes.
Is the Olive Garden... Is that the little blue light for insects, for just for the crazies? Like, I just don't understand why that's always in the news.
Is there I don't know. I think that the plentiful nature, and I'm not talking about of their servings, but of their locations,
got it,
probably contributes to the fact that you hear a lot of stories about the Olive Garden. And by the way, based on my nutritionist and my meeting last Saturday, I'll be able to visit the Olive Garden in 2031. Thank you very much. Now a little something. A mom-to-be on TikTok shared that she's afraid of her newborn son being swapped out for another kid at the hospital following his birth. Her solution? She plans to paint one of her son's toenails immediately after giving birth to avoid a hospital snafu. Here's her quote. "People think I'm crazy for thinking of painting my son's toenail when he's born." That's what she said. Her name is, she goes by the name My Som Lifestyle. Not sure what that means. She says, "I'm paranoid because I've heard of babies being switched at birth. So whatever works and keeps me at ease, I'll do it," My Som Lifestyle said. That's good. The good news is she decided against the nose piercing. So that's a very good thing. It's the kid with the nose piercing. There we go, everybody. We will take a little bit of a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, have the distinct honor and pleasure of listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Pony's not dating.
Hey, TMOS listeners. Dan O'Brien here to tell you that when I'm not busy wearing tight sweaters or getting Oscars coffee, I'm subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Package. The TMOS Bonus Package is the best way to support the show. You get an additional uncensored show every week. If you love listening to me laugh in the background during regular shows, you'll love hearing me do it on the bonus shows. It's an amazing deal, so make sure to buy the Bonus Package today. I promise you'll be laughing as hard as me at the bonus show, or my name isn't
Dan O'Brien.
We'll get to O'Brien in a second. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Coinbase. Cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or you're just getting started, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. I use Coinbase. You should, too. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app. You got it all, so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. How is your crypto doing, Oscar? Is it doing well?
Buying the dip, Mike. Buying the dip.
Buy the dip. That's a good idea. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase. I think it's one of the best out there. Yeah. I really do. With their digital assets.
I feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah, I do too. It's so secure that you can use that and be confident that you're going to get the information you need and that it's going to be secure when you get your crypto. Visit the website and check it out. It's a great time to start. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when they sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show. All right, a couple of things I want to talk to you about. You came in kind of railing against Dan O'Brien.
Not railing, just concerned.
Well, you were a little, you sounded, look, from what
my
I
question
heard,
was,
sounded a little diva-like you were rolling in today.
I said, Matt Bloom, do you ever feel like Dan O'Brien is working against you consciously?
Trying to sabotage, I believe was the word.
Yes, your life. And he said, nah, not really. And quick sidebar, I feel the same way about Matt Bloom that I do about Dan O'Brien. They're okay, both working against me.
I feel that way every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you play that? And I haven't forgotten from yesterday, Pony. I really haven't forgotten. Can you play that sound for us?
Last week, Matt Bloom, he leaves at 3 o'clock because he's at some sort of, not medical emergency, but some sort of emergency that he just has to leave at 3 o'clock. And I walked in after Matt Bloom had left, and we were switching out a monitor in the studio that I look at Mike O'Mara on. And I had moved the monitor. I said, I'll be back with this other monitor. And then I got distracted and I walked in the studio around, 6:30 p.m., just checking if everything was shut off as we were winding down the evening. And there was no monitor to do the show the next day in the studio where we do the TMOS show. And I sat there. I'm like, this mother effer just left at 3 p.m. with no monitor at the station that we had to switch out. And he didn't even say anything to me, like, hey, what about that monitor to do the show tomorrow? And then I talked to him the next day about it. I said, hey, man, I just need your help, a little support, a lot going on. We got Rob out. I know there's a lot of moving parts. But when you walk out of a studio to leave for the day and there's a huge piece of equipment missing that has not been replaced, like tires on a car, what's going through your head? He goes, man, what do you mean by that?
Pony.
I thought we were talking about Dan.
I know, but we're on you right now. Yeah. I mean, it's Pony, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Maybe I should use my good friend Jim Nance to ask you a question. I put this on my soundboard. I'll be asking everybody, like when we get Dan in or you. Yeah. Just listen. Jim's got a question for you, Pony. Okay. Listen up.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
Thank you.
That is a good question.
That's it. We can bring Dan in, too. Dan, Oscar's got some question for you. My question for you is,
when did you first start dreaming of this moment?
All right. That's what we have here. You know, people ask me, how do you like doing your job? I do stuff like this the time because it makes me
so
happy.
Funny.
So Dan O'Brien, too, has a propensity for... They're both close to their moms. That's
a good
thing,
right? I don't mind. Pony's got a lifetime contract, right? So I'm stuck with him, and I've also adopted Dan O'Brien. I'm too.
And
fond.
By the way, Pony, I'll say it.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's too late now. You got one with me too.
Yeah.
Ass.
So
you've got one with me too. What am I gonna do? Listen, when you go home tonight and you're sipping on your little martini, which you probably should back off on when you listen to your old buddy there. When you're sitting there complacent and sipping on that margarita, just remember the only reason the lifetime contract exists, it's Oscar and I both feel it's just not worth it. The hassle.
I appreciate that.
So with Dan, Dan's got this X factor where he can disappoint me more than anyone's ever disappointed me. And then I'll remember all the beautiful cards that Debbie O'Brien had written.
Right.
Me personally, thanking me for taking Dan and molding him into a man because he was babied too much as a child, as she told me. And I'm like, I can't give up on this kid. I just can't give up on this kid.
I love Dan O'Brien, yes. And I love Pony. I love all of our misfits. I truly do.
So
really
Dan
do.
Will, like, and this is stopped, but he will white lie me, which is a lie. When I ask him about something, and then he's a terrible liar, so then I'll realize right away. I was like, Dan, just tell me the truth. If you tell me the truth, we can get to what we got to get to. And he's like, then he'll do the confident, hands on the side, head bowed down. He goes, you're right. I didn't check that email. And I'm like, why would you tell me you checked the email when you just tell me the truth and the truth will set you free? I'm not even going to go crazy. I'd just rather fix
that.
Does
he continue to make excuses or white lie you when you ask him a question? Why wouldn't you just tell me? Does he still try to double down on his dishonesty?
No. He'll tap out.
All right.
He'll tap out. All like right. Anybody would want. I said, just if you tell me you're overwhelmed and you forgot, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. So yesterday.
They're afraid. They're afraid, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but I told them I haven't done anything and I will not do anything to make you feel like your job's, I've never threatened, right. I'm nothing.
I know, but I know you as well. Now listen, because yes. of our relationship and the mm-hmm. nature of our relationship, yes. in the structure of this show, it's no big deal for me to say, well, I'm honest with you, but seriously, when I'm honest with you or you're honest with mm-hmm. me, well, you know, I would say 8 out of 10 times we have to punch through it. Do we not? It's not comfortable for either one of us, is it? When we really want to be honest with each other about something we're complaining about, I
just tell you.
Yeah, and it's not fun, right?
For you.
A lot of times, it's not fun for you when I tell you something, right?
No,
it's
I'm fine with constructive criticism.
Well, no, you are. Pony, help me out here. Are you kidding what just came out of his mouth that he's fine with constructive criticism?
I don't think either of you enjoy any form of criticism, be
Thank
it constructive
you.
Or otherwise.
I own
otherwise.
That. He should own. I own that.
I'm still
you
working
should
on it. I'm still working on it.
Okay. All right.
So,
yes.
So Dan, yesterday, it's the funniest thing because I feel like I'm teaching him the ways of the world, like how to use a drill, how to use a screwdriver. Like this is, how to use a wrench. And so before I get frustrated.
How pampered. All right. You know, before we go on,
yes.
we're going to stop right now.
Okay.
Because you, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yes.
It's a perfect day.
Okay.
Book him on the show. And by the way, is the talking head segment,
I think
we can still bring
it back. I think it died when Rob almost died.
Pony, he's healthy yes. enough. Reach out to him. Yeah. I want to do a talking
we'll
if we
going.
Can. If he can, if he's up for it, there we go. You know, it's I mean, you know, please.
If he's
see
got
if he's
time
up
for
that.
Wordle, you've got time for talking.
Absolutely. Book Dan O'Brien on the show. All right. Hey, how about this?
Yeah.
Tell Rob he's got a week. We will book Dan O'Brien at the front of the show tomorrow. Is that possible?
That's possible.
Can we get Dan O'Brien to come in tomorrow?
I'll take care of it.
Okay. Then we'll continue this discussion with Dan O'Brien. I wanted to just do this real quickly, and then we will come back, and I want to talk about you and the Shannon food thing and your dad's car again.
Yes.
But here's what I wanted to share real quickly. Gratitude for all the people who have been sharing with me their Disney information. I like it. I wish I had the name of the one guy that reached out. Maybe it's Christopher. Let me see. I think it might have been. It might have been Christopher. Yeah, Christopher, thank you for reaching out and telling me about Disney. So here's the thing I didn't know. I get online, and by the way, and the Disney Empire can lick it as far as I'm concerned. Mm. I hate going in with a bad attitude. It's not till June, but at the same time, it's Disney. And you go to their website, and you make their tickets, and they got the genie, and then look, you could just sell tickets, manage the people in there. Here's what I didn't know. So I get on there. I make a hotel reservation in Orlando. I block out the time with my wife and her esthetician work where she's got to clear the decks for 3 days with this situation. I tell Oscar I'm going to need the week for driving up and driving back from Disney. And that's going to be a vacation for me that I'm going to dedicate to my son. What I did, and then I get on the website and I make all the arrangement. I get in there and little anaconda of a website with all their bullshit that's on there with all the different castles exploding and all this, and I finally make my reservations, and you know what, if you want to not go to the same park every day, make a park hopper. Isn't that cute? A park hopper pass. Mm-hmm. So you can go there a little more, but a little everything is a little more. But what they didn't tell me, and they didn't tell me and they're sneaky like this, and they suck. Apparently, and my buddy Christopher here enlightened me to the fact that you can go through all that. You can make a hotel reservation. You can get on and get your park hopper. Ooh, hop, hop, hop. Hop, 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 like little bunny rabbit. Little cute little bunny rabbit. Hop, hop, hop. And you can get to the park. And because of the COVID situation, you have to make a reservation to get into the park. Were you aware of this fact?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's your ticket? What's your ticket about? Your ticket you buy a ticket, it's a park hopper, I get to go anywhere. Now you're telling me I bought my park hopper pass and I need a reservation to get into the park, for Christ's sake? God damn it.
It depends on, the way I understand it, the attraction you want to go to. Within the
park. What is that
within the park. Like certain attractions, like the Star Wars attractions. Like
no. I read, they said,
you can get into the park, but if you want to get into the Avatar world, or if you want to get into the Star Wars world.
This guy is recommending like a meal to get into the park, a breakfast to get in early. Don't need to worry about that. I'm not going to go into it. I don't have to sit there and, massage Pluto's thigh just to get on Space Mountain early. No, thank you.
I would pay attention to the hacks.
There are lots of hacks, and keep them coming. I appreciate people doing.
Send them to Carla.
But you have to. The people, you can say you're flying from Toledo, and you get on your plane, and you got your Magic Castle, whatever hotel room, and you get to the park. And they said, "Did you make a reservation with the park?" "No, but I have my tickets." "Well, your tickets don't guarantee you to get into the park." That to me, you might as well just urinate on my shoes at that point. That is frustrating me because it's not there. It's not splayed all over the website, which it should be, that you need a reservation to get into these parks because they can sell out.
I agree.
Oh boy. All right.
But in fairness, nothing screams wet blanket more than COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, they got you there. You know what By I the mean? Way, this guy also said, Oscar, he disagrees with you that the Animal Kingdom is not worthwhile. Just the rides may be worthwhile. We found it second best to Magic Kingdom.
I said, don't go to the Animal Kingdom.
He said, he disagrees with you. He said that the Animal Kingdom is worthwhile. That the rides in there are worthwhile.
Have you ever been to National Zoo?
I don't know.
You've been there. You're good to go.
By the way, we found it second best to Magic Kingdom. Oscar was right. Any of these need a reservation? I guess you would say
the restaurants.
Maybe you said the restaurants.
Yeah.
Need a reservation.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway,
play Disney, that game.
Happiest place on earth. I'm not gonna be supporting Rob on that thing when I'm up there. We have to take a break. I'm all over the place. I apologize. I want to talk about Oscar's dad's car when we come back. Serious negotiation time. The Car Guys coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Should be really interesting. We'll be right back, everybody. Yeah, time to do a little car negotiation, okay? On Mike Vana, right here.
How's your balance?
Yeah, you're kind of slow getting up from the bed. Yeah.
Rob.
And here is my walker. This is the deluxe folding walker.
You're going to want to put tennis balls on it. Yeah.
Don't settle for just any mobility device. Step up to the Cadillac of Home Assist Aids.
From Speewack Industries, it's the new Dude Walker.
God damn it.
Shut in no more. Perfect for the convalescent that's hobbled, handicapped, or hampered.
Yes, the Dude Walker. Combining style and sophistication with solid support and stability.
I'm the dude.
You can get the new Dude Walker along with accessories like catheters and tennis balls from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link and you'll be mobile in no time.
I'm walking here!
The new Dude Walker. Walk on!
Caution, some items may have shifted during flight.
Oh, boys, that's a 10. Jim Amato, Mark Riddell, God bless you, boys. Oh, God, that's freaking unbelievable. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Mother's Day's coming, so what do you give the mom that that gave you everything this Mother's Day? Give the gift of a lifetime of memories, digitized forever, Preserving all the moments and milestones that you cherish is simple with Legacy Box, because ensuring that your family's legacy is digitally preserved and passed down is just as important as creating those memories in the first place. Legacy Box is the solution and the best gift you can give your mom-o. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures converted to perfectly preserved digital files. Plus, Legacy Box is the industry leader and has helped over 1 million customers safeguard their past. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 1950s because I'm old. It looks amazing. Oscar and Rob converted their videotapes before they disintegrated, and now they're safe forever. Give mom the perfect gift this year. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get early access to Legacy Box's Mother's Day sale. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save big while supplies last. And we thank you. I have to tell you something. So yesterday, Oscar comes in. We have a little meeting before the show on what we're going to go over and what we're going to talk about. And Oscar says something about a car with his dad that he wants to put an electric engine in. I had absolutely no idea what this was going to be. And this is why the show. People ask me where my favorite parts of the show come in. They come in where I'm not expecting something with one of my partners on the show, and it surprises me. So I thought it was going to be this just discussion. Then it finds out your father has a 1964 vintage SL.
Yeah, that you want to put 230 SL.
Oh my God, it's such a perfect car. And then you're talking about how much it would cost you to put an electric engine in it. And then last evening, I'm sitting down and I sit down in my little easy chair at the end of my very busy day after we've taken my son to Little League, one for three, could have done better. And I sit down and I open up my computer from 9 o'clock in the morning because I had been doing the show the last time I looked at it. I do not do anything near the computer most of the day. And there it is. There is the 1964. And this one that I brought up online was cherry red. And I'm sitting there and I said to Carla, I leaned back and said, Carla, how incredibly great would that convertible be down
here? Oh, in Florida? Yeah, it's a masterpiece.
How great would that be?
Yeah.
And would I be willing? Would I love it so much that I would get rid of my modern car and just tool around in that? I don't know. I think it's an amazing car. It's an amazingly beautiful automobile.
So the one that's on Classic Auto Trader, or this is classiccars.com, I'm not sure what it is, I guess I'm looking at one. Are you talking about cherry red for $50,000?
I mean, I just randomly checked it out, you know.
That one is in beautiful condition compared to what my father's.
Oh, yours is in crappy condition?
Well, it's not as beautiful as this.
All right, I'm going to look. Hold on.
Right. And I can just send you the link.
I got it. I'm doing it right now.
I'm concerned.
Mercedes-Benz 230 SL for sale.
1964.
This one's 1965. Oh, bite me. I can't afford that. God damn it. Everything's ridiculous. So it's like it's in that classic category. So here's car values, right? Mm-hmm. Car values go like this after you buy them, then they hit rock bottom. And if it's a really popular car, it goes back up and it bounces up.
But it depends on. So the more. My father is funny because he's at home and he's semi-retired. Even at 80, he still does a bunch of work for
good for him,
the UN. And he starts sending me articles all through yesterday, like to my email, all yesterday about maybe he should just think about. And I have forgotten. We talked about it on there. I move on with my life. And this man is obsessed, much like I do. Maybe I get this chip from him. If I want to find a solution, I will do everything I can to find the solution.
Yeah, you're a struggler. You'll try to find the solution every time.
Yeah, and for him, I guess there's sentimental value, even though he hasn't had this car for that long.
What a cool car! Even back in the '60s, I mean, when it was brand new, it's just such a good looking automobile. Yeah.
I think the only reason he purchased it is because his colleague was moving back to Europe and he didn't want to. This is a recent pickup in like the last 5 years, Mike.
Do all the SLs have a removable hard top?
They have a soft top and a hard top.
Okay. All right.
Now, you have to have space to put the hard top. Putting that into a shed, it was awkward. But the soft top is fine as well. It doesn't run like a modern car.
So you're being honest with me.
It kind of coasts. Like there's no nimbleness to it. When you're taking a turn, you're like, all right, got to focus on the turn.
Like I take it out on Route 75 and go, I'm going to die. I get it.
Somebody wrote in the description of the car, they said, great for your lake house.
That is too funny.
Which I am equating to you drive it like sparingly.
You know, timeless beauty, though, for these cars.
Oh, the body's beautiful,
really,
yeah.
It's really, yeah, but I'm not, as I'm looking at it, maybe I was over.
And not,
how can you look like something that people have been farting in for 30 years when you're going to sell it to me for 65 grand, you scumbags? I mean, really, honest to God. People have money.
Take it's a deeper ridiculous. Dive, and my dad's not a hefty man. He's, mm-hmm.
He's slight, he's tall. Slight,
yeah, and it's tight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the people were smaller back then.
Okay.
That's
so, just I think I understand the point you're trying to make with me right now. I get jokes. I understand. I say, like, I get it. And it's like, hey, Carla, Oscar's dad's car arrived today. Let me sit in it. Oh, God. Help me.
Well, if you just take off the steering wheel like a race car and then put it back on, you're
going to
be fine.
Maybe when you put the electric engine in, I can do that.
That would be, that makes sense.
Oh, we don't have time. We'll tease for tomorrow the deal with your wife being a food snob. I'm not sure what that is.
And just there are certain people in your life that you think are experts because they do certain things a certain way that result mm-hmm. in... You know, a fitness trainer that works all the time, that works out all the time, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to them.
Right.
So when I finally go to my wife about eating healthy and I've bought into this and it's working.
Yeah, because we're all kind of yes. taking the Rob thing and using it as motivation.
Correct.
We are. Right.
So I'm tripling down. And then when I really start pushing to learn more about this, you either realize that person's a subject matter expert or they're a one-trick pony.
What do you mean by a subject matter expert?
Like they know everything about the body. And how to eat
right.
healthy, or they just know the one, they're a one trick pony. They just know the one thing that works for them.
Okay. And she's the latter.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you tomorrow.
Find out tomorrow. All right. Very good. That's interesting. I like that. I bet she could fit in that SL, though. I bet she could. You know? I mean, she could fit in that car. We have a very, I don't like to tease normally with Soundtown, but at the end of Soundtown, you might want to set your recorders on because you're going to want to play this song for your children. There you go. There's my tease. We will do that with Soundtown. That's coming up next on The Mike O'Mara Show.
The Fox Network is responsible for some of the most useless competition shows in the history of television. The Masked Singer. So You Think You Can Dance. I Can See Your Voice. Beat Shazam. Alter Ego. The Masked Dancer. And now the Fox Network has come up with the stupidest, most pointless, and confusing competition show ever. I Can Hear You Dance. Masked judges score masked dancers based on the sound of their dancing. Sound confusing? You bet it is. I Can Hear You Dance. It'll have your wang tip smoking.
On my left foot. On my right foot.
Who wins?
Thank you.
Who loses? Who cares?
Loses.
You'll always be a winner when you buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I Can Hear You Dance is produced by Alive Bear and only on Fox Midnight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, have you seen something new and unfamiliar zipping around Washington, D.C.? Fear not. It's just Oscar on his brand new electric e-bike.
Yes.
Do you love it?
Mike, I rode in today. It's a beautiful day. Tomorrow it's going to be even nicer. Catching the breeze, zipping by traffic. Beautiful.
It's awesome. The electric e-bike. Their mission is simple. Make e-bikes accessible for everyone. It's surprisingly affordable, starting at just $799. That's way less than the competition. They're adjustable. They're customizable. So they're comfortable even for people who don't normally ride bikes. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time. You can cover up to 45 miles at up to 28 miles per hour on just a 4 to 6 hour charge. This is revolutionizing transportation, especially around suburbs and cities. It's great not buying gas. Plus, it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. It goes over any terrain, including snow and sand. You can be like Dumb and Dumber and take it through the Rocky Mountains when you're going to find your briefcase full of cash.
You joke, but the tires are so fat, you feel safe on the road.
I'm very jealous. I'm very jealous. And, you know, I hope you enjoy your e-bike. Join the affordable e-bike revolution. Go to electricebikes.com and use code TMOS to get a free, foldable, mountable bike lock with any bike purchase. That's a free bike lock when you use code TMOS at electricebikes.com. electricebikes.com. You're gonna love it. Oscar loves here, loves his, and get it as soon as you can. Thank you very much.
Tomorrow.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound town.
I'm sorry, I chopped you
off.
Okay.
There. I'll bring in my helmet.
Is it a Batman helmet?
No, it's a real like DOT. Shannon was like, because I'm on the road and people are, right, you know, especially in DC, they're just learning how to drive again into the city. I have a real motorcycle helmet, and I realized that
you don't look like a man who's building his own spaceship in his backyard by doing
my noggin is so huge. I look like a bobblehead with that helmet on. Shannon's like, I can't believe you look like you're in the cast of Spaceballs with that thing. And I said, at least I'm safe.
Yeah, well, it'll be safe. I think that's a wonderful idea. We started out on Soundtown today with you've been in a restaurant, I'm sure, before. Where,
yes.
Well, at least I have. Where you say, "Boy, those are really nice knives and forks," or "Well, boy, look at that salt shaker." Boy, I really, you know, everybody's been in a restaurant where it's like, "Man, that look, I'd love to have that at home."
Like, this is a really great steak knife.
This is a Karen. This is a Karen who is in a restaurant, and it's real, but it almost sounds fake at the beginning. She. They serve in a fancy restaurant their bottled water in those lovely crystal water goblets that they have. And this Karen wants to take it home with her. Wow. And a guy follows her out into the street. The waiter follows her out into the street because she's stealing the water bottles. I think she's got two of them. And it sounds like this.
Ma'am, please give me back our property.
Oh, my God. You guys charge $70 for these bottles.
What are you about?
Are you crazy?
Ma'am, what are you talking about? We do not sell those.
And you're worried about something that I paid $70 for?
You did not pay $70 for that.
Yeah,
I did. There's no possible way. It doesn't exist. Hey, give me the other bottle.
Bye.
Give me the other bottle.
Hey.
Oh my God.
She's leaving with the water bottles. That's just, people are weird.
Do you remember your restaurateur?
Yes.
What would go missing at O'Mara's?
300, when we opened the restaurant, 300 O'Mara's pint glasses, 2 weeks gone.
See?
Gone. And I'm up at my sister's house in Boston years later, and I'm like, oh, there's one. Thank you. Thank you very much. We take you now to New York City. New York City and some tourists, some of them, I believe, from other countries. And this is the sound that it makes when a manhole cover explodes in the Big Apple. Take a listen.
I actually don't know.
I don't know what it is, but... What is it? I don't know. I heard something.
It's a manhole cover, you ass.
I'd run.
Anyway, that's what it was.
I would run.
Well, you know, in this day and age, you never know what's going to have an impact on people. Michael Jackson, Rob loves doing this. I like doing it as well. Likes to isolate vocals. This is the song from Michael Jackson known as Smooth Criminal, with every word that is really not a word. If you know what I'm talking about, you know, the Shamon and stuff like that. Well, he does a lot of that in his song. Well, he did. Sorry about that. This is every non-word that you hear Michael Jackson say or sing in Smooth Criminal. I was playing this morning before school, and my son was attracted like a dog with a high-pitched whistle. He just came over and you know. And by the way, that's what I do when he's playing Little League. I'm not a dad that heckles his kids, but if he gets a base hit, that's what I do with that. Okay, so you know J-Lo, the big announcement that she's engaged to Ben Affleck.
2.0.
This guy's name is Michael Kay. He's the pregame host for Sunday Night Baseball. And it's a beautiful troll of A-Rod. It's very subtle, But you hear it here where he's giving him a hard time because J-Lo's getting engaged. This is on Sunday Night Baseball, the pregame show.
It's a great time in sports. You have a new Masters champion. The NBA playoffs about to start. Baseball's in the full swing. People getting engaged. I mean, it's a happy time in the world.
It's great. happiness and the world peace is what we're looking for.
You know what? I think of Gandhi and you. That's how I am.
The 2-1 pitch.
I don't think it was the pregame. I think it was the actual game where they're doing a Michael Kay.
But the fact that they can do this.
I'm a bad fan. I didn't watch Red Sox Yankees on Sunday night.
That's fine.
I'm a bad fan.
It's great.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for sharing that because, you know, if you can't take a joke like that, then you, I don't know. Like,
Can I just tell, this is funny you brought that up. There's one place I can't take it. When Carla was, we were saying something about somebody, about something. Mm-hmm. And Carla said, well, you know, you've been married 3 times. And I said, that's Michael. Michael's in the back seat. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to hear that. He does not. My friends can bust my balls on the show, but you don't need to. I was really angry. I was like, you don't need to say that in front of our son. Don't say that in front of him. You know, I mean,
it's
he'll know it.
It's confusing for a kid. They're like, did I have two other mommies? Like, they don't know what's going on.
He doesn't have two other mommies, for Christ's sake. But it was just it was an embarrassing moment. All right, here's the here's what I've been looking forward to. Look, of all the late night guys, Kimmel is the gold standard, in my humble opinion. I think he's got the best writing staff. I think he's got the best sense of showbiz history, mm-hmm. and I think he's just fun. Jimmy Kimmel gets together with Katy Perry. I'm not sure how this went down. It just came across my desk, and they decide to come up with a lovely children's song. This is a clip, and when you hear this, I'm sure you're going to want to add it to Junior's collection. Listen up to the latest smash hit in kids music.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Give me something good to eat.
Yum, yum, nom, nom, toot, toot, poop. First the food goes in your mouth, then it starts to travel south. Yum, yum, nom, nom, toot, toot, poop.
There you go. Isn't that special, ladies and gentlemen? That's Soundtown for you today. Thank you.
Now leaving Soundtown. Please come again. Yeah.
Don't know how it happened, you know. Just trying to get it all together. There we go. And I will not be buying the SL from Oscar's dad. Sorry about that. We got to get out of here. Thanks to Rob Spiewak. Continue your journey, Rob. Hope you feel better. We love it when you visit. And very nice to hear he wants to come in on the bonus show, which I think is a great idea. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, and Dan O'Brien. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
Pigeonhole!